Renewable Energy, Section 1. Renewable Energy Today. When someone mentions renewable energy, you may think of high-tech solar-powered cars. But life on Earth has always been powered by energy from the sun. Renewable energy is energy from sources that are constantly being formed. In addition to solar energy, renewable energy sources include wind energy, the power of moving water, and the Earth's heat. Many governments plan to increase their use of renewable sources. For example, the European Union plans to produce 12% of their energy from renewable sources by 2010. Such a change will reduce the environmental problems caused by the use of non-renewable energy. However, all sources of energy, including renewable sources, affect the environment. Solar energy, power from the sun. What does the space station shown in Figure 1 have in common with a plant? Both are powered by energy from the sun. The sun is a medium-sized star that radiates energy from nuclear fusion reactions in its core. Only a small fraction of the sun's energy reaches the Earth. However, this energy is enough to power the wind, plant growth, and the water cycle. So nearly all renewable energy comes directly or indirectly from the sun. You use direct solar energy every day. When the sun shines on a window and heats a room, the room is being heated by solar power. Solar energy can also be used indirectly to generate electricity in solar cells. Passive solar heating. The cliff dwellings shown in Figure 2 used passive solar heating, the simplest form of solar energy. Passive solar heating uses the sun's energy to heat something directly. In the northern hemisphere, south-facing windows receive the most solar energy, so passive solar buildings have large windows that face south. Solar energy enters the windows and warms the house. At night, the heat is released slowly to help keep the house warm. Passive solar buildings must be well insulated with thick walls and floors in order to prevent heat loss. Passive solar buildings are oriented according to the yearly movement of the sun. In summer, the sun's path is high in the sky, and the overhang of the roof shades the building and keeps it cool. In winter, the sun's path is lower in the sky, so sunlight shines into the home and warms it. If there is reliable winter sunlight, an extremely efficient passive solar heating system can heat a house even in very cold weather without using any other source of energy. However, an average household could reduce its energy bills by using any of the passive solar features shown in Figure 3. Active solar heating. Energy from the sun can be gathered by collectors and used to heat water or to heat a building. This technology is known as active solar heating. More than 1 million homes in the United States use active solar energy to heat water. Solar collectors, usually mounted on a roof, capture the sun's energy, as shown in Figure 4. A liquid is heated by the sun as it flows through the solar collectors. The hot liquid is then pumped through a heat exchanger, which heats water for the building. About 8% of the energy used in the United States is used to heat water. Therefore, active solar technology could save a lot of energy. Photovoltaic cells. Solar cells, also called photovoltaic cells, convert the sun's energy into electricity, as shown in Figure 5. Solar cells have no moving parts, and they run on non-polluting power from the sun. So why don't solar cells meet all of our energy needs? A solar cell produces a very small electrical current. So meeting the electricity needs of a small city would require covering hundreds of acres with solar panels. Solar cells also require extended periods of sunshine to produce electricity. This energy is stored in batteries, which supply electricity when the sun is not shining. Despite these limitations, energy production from solar cells has doubled every 4 years since 1985. Solar cells have become increasingly efficient and less expensive. Solar cells have great potential for use in developing countries where energy consumption is minimal and electricity distribution networks are limited. Currently, solar cells provide energy for more than 1 million households in the developing world. Wind power, cheap and abundant. Energy from the sun warms the Earth's surface unevenly, which causes air masses to flow in the atmosphere. We experience the movement of these air masses as wind. Wind power, which converts the movement of wind into electric energy, is the fastest growing energy source in the world. New wind turbines are cost-effective and can be erected in 3 months. As a result, the cost of wind power has declined dramatically, as shown in Figure 6. The world production of electricity from wind power quadrupled between 1985 and 2000. Wind farms. Large arrays of wind turbines, like the one shown in Figure 7, are called wind farms. In California, large wind farms supply electricity to 280,000 homes. In windy rural areas, small wind farms with 20 or fewer turbines are also becoming common. Because wind turbines take up little space, some farmers can add wind turbines to their land and still use the land for other purposes. Farmers can then sell the electricity they generate to the local utility. An underdeveloped resource. Scientists estimate that the windiest spots on Earth could generate more than 10 times the energy used worldwide. Today, all of the large energy companies are developing plans to use more wind power. Wind experts foresee a time when prospectors will travel the world looking for potential wind farm sites, just as geologists prospect for oil reserves today. However, one of the problems of wind energy is transporting electricity from rural areas where it is generated to urban centers where it is needed. In the future, the electricity may be used on the wind farm to produce hydrogen from water. The hydrogen could then be trucked or piped to cities for use as a fuel. Biomass, power from living things. Plant material, manure, and any other organic matter that is used as an energy source is called a biomass fuel. While fossil fuels are organic and can be thought of as biomass energy sources, fossil fuels are non-renewable. Renewable biomass fuels, such as wood and dung, are major sources of energy in developing countries, as shown in Figure 8. More than half of all wood cut in the world is used as fuel for heating and cooking. Although wood is a renewable resource, if trees are cut down faster than they grow, the resulting habitat loss, deforestation, and soil erosion can be severe. In addition, harmful air pollution may result from burning wood and dung. Methane. When bacteria decompose organic wastes, one byproduct is methane gas. Methane can be burned to generate heat or electricity. In China, more than 6 million households use biogas digesters to ferment manure and produce gas used for heating and cooking. In the developed world, biomass that was once thought of as waste is being used for energy. In 2002, Britain's first dung-fired power station started to produce electricity. This power station uses the methane given off by cow manure as fuel. Similarly, some landfills in the United States generate electricity by using the methane from the decomposition of trash. Alcohol. Liquid fuels can also be derived from biomass. For example, ethanol, an alcohol, can be made by fermenting fruit or agricultural waste. In the United States, corn is a major source of ethanol. Cars and trucks can run on ethanol or gasohol, a blend of gasoline and ethanol. Gasohol produces less air pollution than fossil fuels do. For this reason, some U.S. states require the use of gasohol in vehicles as a way to reduce air pollution. Hydroelectricity, power from moving water. Energy from the sun causes water to evaporate, condense in the atmosphere, and fall back to the Earth's surface as rain. As water flows across the land, the energy in its movement can be used to generate electricity. Hydroelectric energy, which is energy produced from moving water, is a renewable resource that accounts for about 20% of the world's electricity. The countries that lead the world in hydroelectric energy are, in decreasing order, Canada, the United States, Brazil, China, Russia, and Norway. Figure 9 shows how a hydroelectric power plant works. Large hydroelectric power plants have a dam that is built across a river to hold back a reservoir of water. The water in the reservoir is released to turn a turbine, which generates electricity. The energy of this water is evident in Figure 10, which shows the spillway of the world's largest hydroelectric dam. The benefits of hydroelectric energy. Although hydroelectric dams are expensive to build, they are relatively inexpensive to operate. Unlike fossil fuel plants, hydroelectric dams do not release air pollutants that cause acid precipitation. In addition, hydroelectric dams tend to last much longer than fossil fuel-powered plants. Dams also provide other benefits, such as flood control and water for drinking, agriculture, industry, and recreation. Disadvantages of hydroelectric energy. A dam changes a river's flow, which can have far-reaching consequences. A reservoir floods large areas of habitat above the dam. The water flow below the dam is reduced, which disrupts ecosystems downstream. For example, many of the salmon fisheries of the northwestern United States have been destroyed by dams that prevent the salmon from swimming upriver to spawn. When the land behind a dam is flooded, people are often displaced. An estimated 50 million people around the world have been displaced by dam projects. Dam failure can be another problem. If a dam bursts, people living in areas below the dam can be killed. Dams can also affect the land below them. As a river slows down, the river deposits some of the sediment it carries. This fertile sediment builds up behind a dam instead of enriching the land farther down the river. As a result, farmland below a dam can become less productive. Recent research has also shown that the decay of plant matter trapped in reservoirs can release large amounts of greenhouse gases, sometimes more than a fossil fuel-powered plant. Modern trends. In the United States, the era of large dam construction is probably over. But in developing countries such as Brazil, India, and China, the construction of large dams continues. A modern trend is micro-hydropower, which is electricity produced in a small stream without having to build a big dam. The turbine may even float in the water, not blocking the river at all. Micro-hydropower is much cheaper than large hydroelectric dam projects, and it permits energy to be generated from small streams in remote areas. Geothermal energy, power from the earth. In some areas, deposits of water in the Earth's crust are heated by energy within the Earth. Such places are sources of geothermal energy, the energy from heat in the Earth's crust. As Figure 11 shows, this heat can be used to generate electricity. Geothermal power plants pump heated water or steam from rock formations and use the water or steam to power a turbine that generates electricity. Usually the water is returned to the Earth's crust, where it can be heated and used again. The United States is the world's largest producer of geothermal energy. The world's largest geothermal power plant is the Geysers in California, which produces electricity for about 1.7 million households. Other countries that produce geothermal energy include the Philippines, Iceland, Japan, Mexico, Italy, and New Zealand. Although geothermal energy is considered a renewable resource, the water in geothermal formations must be managed carefully so that it is not depleted. Geothermal heat pumps, energy for homes. More than 600,000 homes in the United States are heated and cooled using geothermal heat pumps such as the one shown in Figure 12. Because the temperature of the ground is nearly constant year-round, a geothermal heat pump uses stable underground temperatures to warm and cool homes. A heat pump is simply a loop of piping that circulates a fluid underground. In warm summer months, the ground is cooler than the air, and the fluid is used to cool a home. In the winter, the ground is warmer than the air, and the fluid is used to warm the home. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.